Welcome back to the Man Catholic Podcast. I'm Steve Priest.
I'm Thomas Wirtz.
And I'm Brock Martin.
Today we're asking the question, can we wear our jersey to Mass? This time.
It's a great question.
All right, guys. We are talking about Sunday Mass attire. And we are about to witness two incredible football games coming up on Sunday, the AFC Championship, the NFC Championship. All four teams are the ones I was rooting for, just for the record. So I'm very excited about this. And I think the Super Bowl is actually going to be great. Here's what I hate. I hate when some like freakishly lucky team, let's say the Jaguars, made it to the Super Bowl. I would have been super upset because they are not one of the best two teams in the NFL. I think we will get a great Super Bowl no matter who wins this coming weekend.
Don't tell that to the folks down in Duval. They love their Jags. Swagsonville.
No, that's great. They're just not one of the best teams. I love the Broncos. They're awful right now.
I think it's good you made the distinction, though. Sunday Mass, not daily Mass.
We're talking about Sunday Mass. Can you wear your favorite jersey, football jersey? That's F-U-T, bowl, football, soccer, for those listening in Mexico or other European countries. Or football, American football, can you wear that jersey to Mass on Sunday? There's a question that we're going after.
Okay, so big question to tee us off is the jersey signed?
That would lead us into who by.
Okay. Fair.
that's where my mind went. But let's just start with favorite team. Let's say it's your team in the Super Bowl. Can you wear that jersey to Sunday Mass?
Okay, I would kick us off by...
Was that a pun?
Yeah, exactly. That was a terrible pun. I would launch us into the discussion by saying, is it a sin to wear a jersey to Mass? I don't think the answer is no, if you're just kind of like throwing it together. But I do think that there is a higher standard that we should be shooting for. And I think there's a, we can go down a lot of different rabbit holes here, but we should be treating Sunday Mass like the pinnacle of our week. Everything else we do should kind of fall around. That's the first
plan
thing.
Plan around that, exactly. not plan that last. Okay, so let me make a great point. And before we get into what we're wearing to Sunday Mass, we were looking at some stats right before we hit record today, and it's pretty depressing, the reality of those who consider themselves Catholics, if they're even attending Sunday Mass.
Yeah, and this, getting this from the CatholicThing.org, I don't know nothing about you website, but they're bringing stats from the Center for Applied Research in the Apostolate. And they said back in 1970, Sunday Mass attendance was 54.9% for American Catholics. So 1970, 54.9%
go to Mass every Sunday.
And that's men,
which already seemed low, honestly. When you were reading these off a minute ago, that seemed low to me.
That's interesting because 70s was kind of a chaotic time in the church in the immediate wake of Vatican II. But so a half century later, on the eve of the pandemic, that number went down to 21.1%.
So less than half.
So of less than half. And then they then state that the Center for Church Management at Villanova University projects the attendance rate will drop down to 12% by next year, the year after. And this was dated in 2021. So I wonder if that's true. But we know that before the pandemic, it was down to 21%. So, hey, if you're listening and you go to Mass on Sunday, you are, as Steve
10%.
Said earlier, you're an elite.
You're an elite. Here's I think, a concern I have. I'm not even sure it's a frustration. Maybe it is, but I'm certainly concerned. Is we had a podcast very early on when we just talked about the reality of just showing up. Mm-hmm. Just showing up, trying to be a good guy, to be a good dad, to be a good brother. So much of the battle is just showing up. We've talked about this in prayer. The majority of the battle of prayer is just showing up, just putting yourself in a disposition of prayer. We're not even showing up as an American culture when it comes to going to Mass on Sundays, which we're talking about is like the entry point, right? Mm-hmm. To living out our faith, to worshiping our God, to receiving Him in Holy Communion. We're one day a week. We're talking about the minimum acceptable product here, and we're just not showing up as a culture. And I think that makes me concerned. Now, Pope Benedict, the late great Pope Emeritus Benedict, did tell us that the church would get smaller before it got larger, but by getting smaller, it would get stronger. Yeah, so I have to believe real quick. To believe that of those 12%, there are incredible men out there that are showing up, that are taking their families.
Steve, you're being generous. You're assuming of the 20% that half of them are even guys.
Yeah.
So it might be more like 8 to 10%.
Less,
that's, you're a generous man though. So, but I mean, it's a good point, right? This is one of the marks that's a bare minimum requirement of our faith, right?
precepts,
Sunday, yeah. holy obligations, confession once a year, I think.
Yep.
Are some of those. And so it's but at the same time, we're celebrating. We want to celebrate those guys that are doing this, that are actually doing something that is pretty, unfortunately, now countercultural, going to Mass every weekend, especially when there's a lot of fun things to do on the weekend. So you're showing up, and we want to applaud that. We want to affirm that. Now, I was sitting at Mass two Sundays ago. We had a sick kid, so we were kind of rotating. So I was at not my normal parish, and I just noticed the few young guys that were there, and they were in jeans. I mean, they looked nice. It was snappy cash. You know, it wasn't like they just came out of the mud pit or something, but still like, oh, they're in jeans. And it just got me thinking, like, that's great that they're here. And I know a lot of the pastoral kind of response or concern in challenging people to dress up is the fact that we're glad they're here.
Yep.
We don't want them to go away. And guys, yeah, we're glad you're there.
Yeah, there's truth in that.
100%. Yeah. But we're also recognizing that we always want to get better. And we don't want to settle for the lowest bar, right?
Well, we were talking about being in battle a couple episodes ago. Maybe it was the live seek one. And imagine showing up to battle without the right equipment, without the proper equipment. Like, Thomas, if you're the guy that's going to share a foxhole with me and you show up in a swimsuit when we're in the middle of battle,
with a Nerf gun,
I'm going to be really, really upset with you. And I'm going to, you know, like, that would be really bad.
Yep. Yeah.
And so there's something very real about, and Brock, I know you want to go into this like external disposition that helps set the frame for our internal disposition. Can you walk us through that a little bit?
Yeah, no, and I think before we go there, I recognize that this can be a point of challenge. I remember as a kid, my parents had the rule that we couldn't wear shorts to Mass. So we were allowed to wear jeans if they were nice jeans, but they had to at least be pants. And I remember really pushing back, like, this is a stupid rule, why? And I remember my mom and dad just being like, would you wear shorts if you were going to meet the president? And I always kind of rolled my eyes at that because I get it. Like, I'm going to meet God. He's more
such
important
a punk
than the president. No, but my response was, you guys tell me day in and day out that God's my father. So if I were going to meet the president and he were my father, no, I probably would be fine wearing shorts. And there's this reality that familiarity kind of breeds that, not contempt, but it just makes things less impactful.
Well, and if you're going to go hang out with your dad, go wear shorts, right? Absolutely. But this is Mass. Sunday Mass is far beyond that.
Totally.
Like, for daily prayer, go wear shorts. I don't care what you wear for your intimate time with God. But if you're going to a banquet with your dad, right? Yep. If your dad says, hey, my work is throwing a big old banquet and it's black tie, you're not going to show up in shorts.
Totally.
That's
totally
the reality of the situation.
And I will confess, this has been a particular issue, not issue, but something I've had to develop in the last couple of years. And I want to give Father Greg Bierbaum, pastor at St. Mark's in Highlands Ranch, just a big shout out, because he, in some of his preaching, has really challenged me and some other guys at our parish. But I remember for the longest time, probably the last 10 years, I was kind of a throw some nice slacks and a polo. And that was my Sunday Mass getup. If it's cold outside, maybe throw a quarter zip on top of that. And I always felt like I was in the top 25%.
Well, you and
dressed.
Peyton Manning would be in great company.
Yeah, then. That's right. But no, I always felt like I was in the top 25% of people who were dressed there. And I remember specifically about a year and a half ago, Father Bierbaum gave a homily where he said, I want to challenge you to set the bar higher. And he particularly called out the men and said, are you showing up to the most important meeting of your week like you rolled off the golf course? And I literally looked down and I was wearing golf pants and a golf shirt.
Started sweating.
And I was like, holy cow, he's totally talking to me. And so literally for the last year and a half, I have been trying to wear at minimum a button down and a jacket to Mass. Mm-hmm. On most Sundays, it's a suit with no tie. But to the point that Steve was making about the external, the way you present yourself externally, that actually impacts your internal dispositions. You may have heard, like, if you show up on an important day to work, you're going to perform better if you wear a suit. If you've got a test that you've got to take, you're going to perform better statistically if you dress up for that. There is a reality that if we dress up for Mass, we dispose ourselves to receive more grace, because our external disposition is that we're taking this really seriously. And I've noticed that in the last year.
It's a lot easier to slouch if you're in casual clothes, even at Mass.
Yeah.
Or just get comfortable, right? Yep. I mean, look at airports these days. Men used to wear, and ladies used to dress up to go fly on an airplane. They used to wear suits and ties. And now, if you walk through an airport, everyone's in their pajamas, because it's no longer this important occasion, because air travel has become so common, which is true. Like, I'm not saying you have to go wear a suit and tie. I'm just saying that they recognize the formality of what air travel used to be 30 years ago, and it's very different now. And just look at the way people dress up for that has changed. It matches the situation, right? It's like a road trip. You'd never wear a suit on a road trip with your family. You'd wear your most comfortable clothes because yep. you're going to be sitting in a car. So the attire matches the formality of the occasion. Brothers, we're called to keep holy the Sabbath. Yep. This is a day different than all other days. It is not a road trip. It is a very momentous occasion and opportunity that we have to go receive our Lord in the Eucharist on a Sunday at Mass with our family. Mm. And Brock at St. Mark's and Highlands Ranch called you out. We changed parishes over COVID as well to this beautiful hole in the wall, like church that you would never know it's there in this neighborhood. It's tucked back into this neighborhood in Denver. You'd never, ever know it's there. And then you walk in and it's like magnificent. And I showed up to my first Mass, kind of like what you were in the slacks and the polo. I think I had a button down and some nice pants. And dudes are in full-blown suits at this parish, Sunday, 10:30 Mass. And I immediately felt out of place. Mm. Now, I could have said, well, what's up with all these high and mighty guys? Why do they feel like they have to yep. do this? Or I could sit back and just allow myself to reflect on just me in that moment. Mm. And the call that they gave me by their witness to dress up, I don't not wear a suit anymore. I might not wear a tie or I might wear a tie, but I always have a suit. Mm-hmm. And it, for all of these reasons, it allows my worship to be better because I'm taking it more seriously.
Yep.
So it's keeping the Holy Sabbath. That day is set apart. It's the external disposition that helps my internal reality.
And I think
it's amazing what wearing different clothes to the same exact occasion can do.
Amen. That's a great point, Steve. I love that kind of personal testimonial because it's when I saw guys in jeans, it wasn't like, oh, these guys suck. Their faith sucks. These guys are lazy. What it wasn't. And if you see guys in a suit and tie, you don't want to necessarily judge one way or the other. But totally. But it's just a good moment for us to reflect as men too, and just how can we live differently? How can we live set apart? And Steve, you mentioned keeping holy the Sabbath. You mentioned the external disposition. I think to juxtapose, why don't we dress up? You mentioned first off familiarity. I think yep. that's interesting because it's God is our Father, but it's important that we don't get caught up in God's our Father, but He's not a human being,
right?
Right? He's a divine. Divine. Yep. And so there is just an infinite gap between Him being a God and us being a human.
Yep.
And so we bring reverence to that. Even though it's a familial relationship based on love and mercy, He's still God and we're still, yeah. you know, created by Him. But it's also easy. It's easier just to put on jeans or even just a polo, even if you have slacks on. I know for me, it got real easy there for a little while with little ones to just, I'm going to wear a polo because I'm going to be holding a kid. Yeah. And I still sometimes don't wear a suit jacket because it's really hard holding
totally.
A 2-year-old with a suit jacket. But if I at least wear the tie then. So I'm just like, I still got to elevate my game. Some way or another, right?
And no, yeah.
You at some point, I'll wear a jacket.
No, you had
too,
a tie on this past Sunday. I do.
Steve liked my tie a lot, but we can't fall to the easy and to the comfortable either. Yeah. And I think that's part of Steve, your challenge with your experience was, wait a second, you know, why am I just doing something comfortable?
Yep. Here's the other reality: is I was coming from a parish that if you wore a suit, you'd totally be standing out.
Yep.
What I'm not saying is that's a reason not to do it, right? So you might be listening, thinking, "Yeah, but Steve, my parish—they don't. No one dresses up. You know, the other guys do wear jerseys of their favorite teams Amen. on Sunday, or you know, hey, my parish is filled with a ton of families and they're always doing traveling sports, and so they'll show up in their baseball gear because they got to get right over the ball fields. Again, praise God that they're there.
Yeah,
I love it. It is so great that they're working
and they're making an effort into their the craziness schedule. Yep.
But here's the deal is I want to encourage you, if you go to that parish where no one else dresses up, don't let them dictate what you do. Mm-hmm. In fact, be a light in the darkness. Because if you start dressing up, other guys are going to be like, hey, what's the occasion? You're like, it's Sunday.
Yeah.
It's Sunday Mass. Let's go. Let's dress up.
The God of
All
the
of a sudden, those guys are going to start dressing up. I mean, imagine the impact you could have on your parish and the conversations that could come out of that mm-hmm. as far as, well, why do we need to dress up? And now you get to have that conversation about, hey, we get to receive the God of the universe, as Brock just said. Why wouldn't we dress up? This is a banquet, you yep. know? If you got invited to a gala or a nonprofit charitable fundraiser, you're not going to show up in your baseball gear, your jersey. Of course not. You're going to dress up. This is infinitely better than that, more cool than that, more yep. powerful than that, more grace-filled than that. And yet we just allow ourselves for so many different, easy, cheap reasons, yep. talk ourselves into not doing it.
No, it's interesting. I think if I were to say the word religion, most listeners and myself included would kind of think about organized religion. Like it's like the structure itself, but religion properly understood is actually a virtue. And religion is a sub virtue of the virtue of justice, which is to give the other what they are due. And the virtue of religion is to give God what he is due. The reality of how we should dress for mass is connected to the virtue of religion, because it's not just, hey, what's most conducive to me. And even the point about predisposing myself to grace is kind of a selfish view of why I should dress up. There is a reality that I should approach the holy sacrifice of the mass thinking about, what does God deserve from me? What do I owe God? And that, I think, is a much healthier place to sit back and say, okay, you may not own a suit. Can you put on your best clothes for Sunday mass? Maybe you own a ton of suits. Pick your favorite one. You know, yeah. I think it's to sit back and have that internal disposition to God. I want to give you what you are due. And I recognize that you are the Lord of the universe, and you are coming to me in this most humble state, in a what used to be a piece of bread. I want to give you my due. I want to show up dressed to the nines, and not necessarily black tie, but like, no, I'm going to put on my Sunday best to show you honor, to give you the glory that you deserve.
There's a reason Sunday best became a thing, right? Became a term. And it's, to your point, Brock, I love it. The vulgar or profane means ordinary, means common, right? Not necessarily foul, but that's juxtaposed to sacred. And holy, I love that you brought up the virtue of religion, because that's kind of the thing. God is owed holy or sacred, something set apart, not something that's common or vulgar. And a Broncos jersey is vulgar. It's common.
Yep.
Would be the argument, right?
And so I vulgar right now.
Don't like, especially now. I get upset, and this is my internal, I can't get upset at guys, because I'm glad they're there.
Yeah.
But it's like, do you have to wear a freaking Broncos jersey because it's game day?
Yep.
Well, let's go talk to him. I mean, let's have that conversation, right? Like, how else are we going to do this?
It's true.
I'm totally down with living as a witness. Let's be witnesses. Amen. But let's also have conversations, and let's walk up to that guy with love and charity and just say, hey, let's talk about this.
Well, I think, it's maybe an evangelization piece, because again, they're there. Who knows why they're there? Yeah. We're glad they're there, guys. Again, we're not trying to be judgmental here, but just to call us all higher.
But we are here to call each other higher.
Exactly.
Brock, I didn't know that religion is a virtue thing. You're really smart. And
thanks, man.
For all of our listeners, Brock did not have notes on that point. He's
thank
a baller.
You, Benedict in college.
He's right. A baller. Good job, Brock. So when I look at old pictures, so the car is relatively not that old, right? And a parish in every neighborhood is a pretty new concept. Gentlemen with their families used to put on their Sunday bests and walk miles, or ride horseback, or ride in horse and buggy, or whatever it is. It would take all day for them to go to mass, and they would still wear their Sunday bests for that event. I look at those pictures. I don't know what sentiment you guys have when you look at those pictures, but I always wish I could have been a part of that. Mm-hmm. Like I wish I had more opportunities to be extreme in my faith. And I know we do, because our world is woke right now, and we have different opportunities. It looks different.
Yep.
But I always look at those and be like, man, those guys, they would give up everything to lead their family in faith. They would give up comfort. They'd give up time. They would still work 6 days a week. But that one day that they could finally relax, instead of sit on the couch and watch 3 football games, they would dress up and walk miles to mass. Like, that is baller. And I'm always inspired by those pictures when I see them.
There's something simpler about that life.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and to your point, you feel something when you walk into the new parish and the guys are all dressed up.
It's an occasion, man.
I would be willing to put money down that the men in that sanctuary, in that sacred space, are participating. You probably hear them singing the glory. You hear them singing the psalm, that like they're actually reciting the responses. Yeah. And there is something like the parish where everybody's not dressed up. I'd be willing to bet money that the men are just checked out. They're not saying the prayers. They're not reciting the Gloria. They're not participating in the songs. And I think we, as men, if you're in that situation, you've got two options. You can either bitch about it, or you can say, great, everyone else may not be doing this, but I'm going to start dressing up, and I'm going to start participating, and you will be blown away. A, you're going to get a lot more. You will experience a deepening of grace received from Mass. And two, you're going to start to have an effect on the guys around you and raise the temperature.
I think the Sunday best is a really cool concept, because it's not just reference to what we're wearing, but also how we show up.
Mm-hmm.
And again, just for the men out there that are coming to Mass, we're grateful that you're there next to us in the foxhole, Steve, going back to your analogy, but let's just challenge ourselves to come better prepared, even better disposed to be with the God of the universe that died for us on the cross.
And there's a lot of practical ways to do that. Follow along with the readings. If your church doesn't offer that, get a Magnificat, go online, print them out in advance, sing along, learn the prayers so that you can actually participate. When it's time to kneel, kneel. Don't half kneel and sit your butt back against the
full
pew
genuflection.
Either. Like, let's full genuflection.
No that curtsies.
Knee should hit the ground. You know, there's so many little things that we can do to better engage, and dressing up, I think, is a great one. Wherever you are and how you dress up right now, take it a week at a time and just bump it up a step at a time. You know, if you're wearing shorts and a polo, go to pants and a polo. Yeah, then go great, then great go practical. Pants and a button down. Then after that, throw on a sport coat and see how it goes. And then maybe throw on a tie. Don't try to eat the elephant in just one bite.
There you go.
Eat the elephant a bite at a time.
Yeah, just keep raising the bar. Just keep raising the bar.
All right, guys. We'll see you at Sunday Mass. Bring your families. Dress up. Can't wait to see you next time on the Man Catholic Podcast. God bless.